All right, from Matilla's Multimedia in Courtney, BC, you're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm your host and chef, Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm your co-host, Darren Howlett. Thanks for joining us again as we go on our culinary adventure of the Comox Valley and beyond. We're setting up a new shop again.
Yeah, if anyone just noticed that things have changed a little bit, like our whole opening.
Yeah.
It's not Studio Live.
Right. We're now in Matilla's Multimedia.
Which is, I think, an interesting thing. We've kind of, James, our producer, our sound engineer, the guy who makes sure we sound great and puts us all together and organizes it, he's stepping out and he's got his own stuff out there. So we're kind of excited about this because we get to be a little more mobile now.
Yeah, absolutely. The change allows us for to go on the road and possibly now visit all those guests that weren't able to make it into the studio. We can now go to them. We're not also constrained by certain days or what have you of the week where we were before. That opens up a lot of possibilities for us.
Yes, and James has a little studio here for us to do our recordings if we can't do it at your establishment or whatever. But we kind of just want to send this option out to people and be like, hey, the Edible Valley is here. Mm-hmm. We're out here to promote and support our industry and support people in the food area, and we just hope to have we'd like you to invite us if you want to host us and let us come into your home or your business, and we can talk a little bit about it, promote it, and maybe bring some other guests and talk about what they're up to in this town.
Sure. And I think that sort of leads into what we're doing tonight. In rather than have a guest, thought we'd just talk about Edible Valley, where it's at, and what we're doing, what's going on. And that's obviously the big key change, that we are now mobile. We've never had that before, which is exciting.
Yeah.
We get to check out a lot of new things and be in a lot of new places.
Well, I hate to say that. I remember one of our first episodes, we actually went mobile.
Right.
And that was with myself and Blaine, and we went to Halstead Farm.
All right, yeah.
And then we got a beautiful tour of their farm, and we got to check it all out. Yeah. And you can still hear the episode. I think it's one or two is back there. Anyways, it was a great time, but it was one of those ones we're in their garden chatting.
Yeah.
And you could hear the animals coming by, and the sound quality wasn't that great, and we really didn't know how to edit that.
Yeah, I think the difference, though, is that we have professional sound person now.
Yeah, which makes it a lot better and a lot easier to do stuff.
Yeah, and that's also the other thing. This is probably, I mean, even though I don't think we've changed for about 100 episodes, this is probably still the third or fourth like studio change that we've done.
We've done a little bit of traveling over the last 130.
There was Jet FM.
Jet FM to start, which doesn't exist anymore, is now the GOAT.
John's house
in my basement, which was a great, great opportunity for a while. It became a bit much for me to be running a restaurant and trying to organize and podcasts and such. And then, we set up this with James, and James has been great for us to help us do this and made it really easy for us to put together these podcasts and
absolutely
and talk to people. I'm all excited about it, but what other things are going on in your world?
In my world?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that was the whole thing, is you and I had a talk probably about 2 or 3 months ago. These things take a little while to kick into gear and put plans into action. We've always wanted the Edible Valley to be a little bit bigger. We always knew that we could push it in directions where it could be busy or better and broader and reaching more people, but we just have never been able to accommodate our schedules to make it work. So, I've been shifting things around, moving things around, trying to get things to a position where we can put a little more time into this. So now it's about that. It's about increasing awareness and getting people. I mean, we've got quite a backlog now, about 140 episodes in the can. It's about getting people that aren't aware of it, that don't know anything about it, never heard of it, introducing them to it.
So what you're trying to say is you're about to go hit the pavement?
Yeah, that was the plan. That's over the next 2 months, going to pick a couple of days and go out there and introduce myself or us to a lot of local businesses that maybe we want to reach out to get them on the show, or maybe we think that they'd be a good sponsorship partner, or even just get some flyers up in the windows or educate some of their staff or about what we are and maybe get them talking about us.
Well, that was an interesting fact because we were talking about this and I kind of just want to bring it up, but you were sort of talking about how you wanted to go out there and sort of showcase and be like, these are the things we touch on.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk to chefs.
Yeah,
so we talk about menus and recipes and foods. And Yes. You wanted to break it down and be like, here's 6 or 7 episodes that you can listen to if you're right. interested in different menu ideas or food ideas.
Right.
And then you were talking about, here's some of the farms that we talked to.
Right.
And what they're doing on those farms. And then we've got certain people that have, we've talked about composting, we've talked Absolutely. About diets, we've talked about wine, you know, and all these different yeah. topics that we've kind of...
It's a big, we have a big sort of broad category of anything relating to food in the Comox Valley is pretty much our touchstone. So, sometimes people don't know what that is, so I just thought we'd go out and be a little more clear. Like, this is, if you're interested in agriculture, here's a good 10 episodes for you to check out. Or if you're interested in restaurateurs, here's a good 10 episodes for you to check out. Just so that people can start to understand what the show is about.
Yeah, and start to learn a little bit, too. And I know we're also talking about doing a few episodes of ourselves where we're just going to hit on topics and really yeah. get focus on them a bit more. Because we used to yeah. do that. I think when you started with me...
Yeah.
Blaine was doing we were doing the interviews with Blaine, and then you're like, well, let's do something a little different. We were doing those food facts.
That's right.
Which actually I don't even think count as episodes.
No, but I really miss doing those. I loved it when we decided, you know, hey, we're going to discuss chicken. And in discussing chicken, I would spend a week researching everything I could about raising and rearing and, you know, cleaning and dressing and preparing chicken. And it was great. And then the next week was another topic. And the next week was another topic. It was fantastic. And I would love to see us move to some of that again.
Yeah.
I think and maybe not just food, but other topics.
Yeah. And I think just the food industry in general, from yeah. farming all the way up into service in a restaurant.
Absolutely. Intentions for you, John? Any plans coming up? Any ideas of what you want?
Out of Edible Valley. Well, you know, my thing is just to not overwhelm myself.
Right.
So I know definitely with you being able to free up some time to, yeah. to do some more promotion and stuff like that, I'm hoping that frees me up a bit of time.
Right.
I know we're definitely always looking for a little bit of help yeah. from someone out there if they're interested in joining the Edible Valley team to
yeah.
help us promote this and get out there and showcase that and maybe bring us in some support
yeah.
to keep the show going and keep it running. You know, the more we can spread the message and talk about all the great things we're doing here, kind of excites me. Kind of proud of the people that I work with and the people in my community that do the stuff they do. So, Absolutely. And you know, of course, not burning them out and definitely with myself, you know, it's been a bit tough with staffing and keeping a restaurant going full time.
Right.
As well as keeping on board with doing a podcast and staying involved in my life with a family and all that good stuff. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's quite the balance.
I'm also doing a big dinner, big table downtown.
That's right.
Yes,
the somewhat unnamed dinner.
It is the
Yeah, it's the sunset. I only caught it just the other day. I think they only just finalized the name. But as of this recording, it's this. I think it's Sunset on the City or Sunset.
Yeah,
we'll have the name by the next episode. I'm sure.
Sunset on the, yeah. It'll be up there. It'll probably be by the time this episode gets up because it yep. usually takes us a couple weeks from when we record to when we actually get them up.
Right.
So. Yeah, that should be all set in place. I've got a beautiful menu that I've been working on and I've kind of based the menu around the downtown and sort of looked at dishes
cool.
that have, sort of significance towards the downtown. So,
oh, nice.
You know, I've just taken a couple little things. Like I've looked at our beautiful glacier that,
right.
that towers over and, mm-hmm. you know, is kind of the centerpiece of our community. I've featured a little bit of that.
Oh, that's cool.
How we have the mile of flowers.
Right. Oh, nice.
I'd include a little bit about that. Of course, the Puntledge River being a salmon yeah. river, so I threw uh-huh. a little bit of that in. I'm not giving out the menu because, you know, then yeah. there's lots of things just with the downtown area being a creamery used to be down there.
That's right.
And all those things, as well as other businesses that are still down there. We have Natural Pastures, which has been on the episode a couple times to, yeah. to talk to us. So
yeah.
You know, so I'm kind of bringing some of those aspects of the dinner and sort of, it's going to be a 4-course dinner paired with local wines and,
wow.
And beers, I believe.
Yeah.
So it should be a really interesting dinner. So I think 60 people.
60 in a long table downtown.
Yes.
My goodness.
And I'm getting pressures to go different ways, whether we're going to do plated or maybe we'll do a family style.
Oh, wow.
Which might even be a little more interesting to do large
right.
platters on the table and everyone gets in there. So,
and so this is going to be actually on a shut down street or a parking lot? Or?
Yes. And so this is just finalizing the permits are just going right. through right now. I know the health permit is being looked at as right. we speak right now. I feel really upset if this thing all falls through after we record this, but I'm pretty sure it's yeah. pretty much lined up. But yeah, they've got permission there. Once that goes through, then they'll get permission to shut down the street, which the city or the
right.
It shouldn't be an issue, so I'm hoping it's going to all fall through. So
okay, well, you can always check in here for more updates as time goes on, as we get closer to it.
Yes, and I think just beforehand, we're going to get Dawn from West Coast Provisions,
oh, cool.
who is the one who's actually organizing and setting all this up, and we're going to get her to sit down, and we'll do a full talk about the whole thing.
Oh, so, great, yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of just a prelude to what's yeah. happening, and mm-hmm. and hopefully it'll all run in.
Perfect.
Smooth. So,
speaking of which, I think that it being that this is an episode where we are talking about the future of Edible Valley and where it's headed, I know that in the past we've really had struggled sometimes to do a regular scheduled show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's one of the best things about this switch to the studio is we're not going to have those run-ins. We don't have those scheduling concerns and conflictions where we weren't able to record episodes. And so it puts us back into a regular routine. So
right.
I'm looking forward to that, being able to put out the regular amount of episodes that we're used to or that we always tried to.
Everything's a little bit closer for us now, so I think it makes yeah. it a little bit smoother to yeah. get around. And
I'm happy that we're moving back to our old frequency so of how often we were putting out episodes. So, yeah.
And it's great to still have James here with all his great equipment.
Yeah.
Makes the setup and tear down of all this a lot more easier. Really want to bring up the point again, and we're starting to get a few people, and I want to start, just people commenting mm-hmm. and sharing information about what's happening with
right.
them and feedback about our show.
Right.
Definitely it helps us if you, if you're subscribing to any one of the Podbean, which
right.
is our host site. Which is a great site, even if you're not a podcaster,
yeah.
just to find new podcasts out there, subscribe to them, listen to them. It's a great way to find new media out there,
yeah.
which is kind of the whole basis behind podcasting.
One of the things too, I think should be mentioned, and I don't know if this is gauche to bring it up, but I know that we have asked for people to write reviews in the past and we've asked for people to, subscribe. And I don't know if people understand what that actually does. It doesn't put you on a list. It doesn't send you like spam or junk mail or put you on what have you because of it. But what it does for us, we don't even get any monetary gain from it. There's nothing for us to necessarily earn from it. But how it works is generally when people start putting in feedback towards our show, however, whatever that is, we start to get indexed or ranked in various rankings or indices, as they say. It just gives us more exposure. It gives us the ability to get bigger, where without those, we're limited into how big we can get.
Yeah, it sort of gives us a bit of credibility in the
right.
podcasting world. So
right, and that's all we're hoping to do is, after 140 episodes, is get into those, or open those doors so that we're allowed to get bigger.
It's definitely summertime right now, and you're starting to feel the heat.
Yes.
Just so everyone can actually put a date to when we're actually recording this, mm-hmm. it was the eclipse happened today, so mm-hmm. I don't know if you got a chance to check that out.
I did. The kids and I went outside, and we did some fun experiments with the eclipse. No looking at it, no looking at it through glasses, no whatever. But there's lots of little fun experiments that you can do. And I think the next one coming up is 7 years from now. So maybe you want to read up in it and do some of those experiments for that one. But there's other partial eclipses. There's quite a few in the next few years. So.
Oh, I'm glad you looked into that one.
I did. Because the kids were like, oh my God, that was so much fun. Let's do that again. Well, it doesn't happen that often.
It's going to be 7 years, yeah. I put the binoculars together.
Right.
And put them backwards and put a little screen.
Oh, yeah.
A piece of cardboard over them and then had a piece of paper because it reflects. And,
oh, interesting.
And then, so I got to watch it that way. So I think I'll take that apart.
We did something very lo-fi, very simple. All we did was we put various little pinpricks from a pinhole to about the size of, say, a pencil.
Right.
Various holes. And if you hold that out against the pavement or against something else that's on the ground, the shadows it was casting were eclipses.
Oh.
And so we were just playing around with various sizes and various, yeah, it was fun. Yeah. We did lots of little pictures.
It's a good adventure. Has nothing to do with food.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing to do with the edible valley, but I just thought it was interesting that
absolutely
that happened today.
Yeah.
So you can chew a time point to see how long it takes us to put up episodes, and it takes a bit of time just to, you know, write up little write-ups and put pictures together. So
I think the longest that we've done from recording to getting one up was about 5 weeks, and the quickest is the same day.
Yeah.
So it varies depending.
And I guess maybe we can just explain to anyone if they want to come in and do a podcast and they're interested, because I know some people get a little nervous about speaking on air, and they're sort of intimidated by it because it's a bit of a thing to sit down here and not have dead space for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Pretty much the reason that the two of us are up here, because it's easy for us to spill off and and one of us can be really concentrating on the next question while the other one's actually listening and trying to figure out what's going on, which usually happens with me because I'm just like, I'm just trying to absorb everything from everyone that we have on this. So yeah, we do a really casual, we try and keep this as casual as possible.
Yeah.
And we like to bring you in, sit you down, give you a glass of water or coffee or something that will keep you happy and relax, because that's the key point, is just staying relaxed here. And and we just want to have a casual conversation and just hear about what you're doing, how you got involved with it, why you're doing it, and why it's so important to you.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, too, feel a lot more secure when they know that we do edit this. So it's not live.
Yes.
You can mess up. We can fix it. It's okay.
Yeah. And you know what? It's amazing, because I don't think we've really done...
I don't think we've used that as an option for quite a few episodes, but...
Yeah. The only thing we'll take out is the old if that ever happens. But it doesn't happen often, so...
Right. That covers everything. That's sort of... touches on everything that we're hoping to do with the Edible Valley over the next little while.
Yeah, so definitely, I guess, leads to my next subject is that definitely if you want to get in contact with us, first of all, send us a review. Tell us what you think. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you'd like to hear, who you'd like to listen to. You know, there's a lot of people I don't get in touch with in the food industry in this area that I would love to get in touch with. There's so many people who have their foot in the door.
Yeah.
And I just met two new people, or two new farms at the farmer's market the other day that were
fantastic.
Very keen to come and talk to us. So
great.
I just told them to go listen to an episode. I took their cards. I gave them a card. And I said, they're like, we're just busy at the farming thing right now. And I understand. So when you got some free time, just let us know and we'll set it up. And we'd love to hear about your business and help promote it. So
fantastic.
So from that, so if you want to get in contact with us, the easiest way is at Gmail. So you can do us at ediblevalley@gmail.com. Of course, we do have a Twitter site. I got to admit, I'm not the best at tweeting, but we do have one at the Edible Valley. And of course, we have the Facebook site, which most of my tweets get posted on the Facebook site. So anything I find that's interesting usually gets passed along to there, as well as whatever Darren runs across it once in a while ends up on there. And so that is at the Edible Valley Podcast on Facebook. So that's three ways you can get a hold of us. Of course, I'm hoping that you're listening to this and checking us out at the Edible Valley at ediblevalley.com, which is our Podbean host site. We also do a little bit of a side thing with WordPress, where I kind of we put up episodes sort of at a slower rate. Mainly because it takes me a little bit of time, and we just put a little bit more information and try and get some photos with some of our guests. And
a little more immersive on the WordPress. You get the pictures, you get a little more write-up. And
I usually like to include some of the business information and that along those lines. So that's another avenue to check it out.
Yeah.
And so definitely, and check us out on, there's so many sites out there, iTunes, Google Play, Stitchers.
You can find us. If you really want to find us, just throw us into a Google search bar and you'll come up with lots of results.
And definitely get out there and share us with your friends, because we'd love to get the talk to spread what we've been rambling on about, because we kind of like to ramble. So,
and speaking of people that help us out, there are quite a few. There's right now we've got Butcher's Block in the heart of Courtney. Where Butcher's Block, you can find local fresh meats, poultry and lots of other local products. They carry a lot of other local producers' foods there. Atlas Cafe, of course, where John and I both have our day job. We're both very proud to be there. They serve fantastic local foods, and they're also located right downtown. We also thank Ivan's Truffles, who's always been there. Handmade decadent truffles right down Comox Valley, right from the Comox Valley. I think I just tried the brandy. What was it? Oh, no, you did an orange and basil one the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
You can find it on lots of locations yeah, around town.
Absolutely. Like maybe Butcher's Block.
Maybe it's Butcher's Block.
We also want to thank Kirsten Wood Music, who does private music lessons.
Teaches just, piano and voice lessons.
Yeah, just outside of downtown. Just right there.
And I'm trying to bug her, and I may pass it off to someone else, but working on some little bit of intro music for, the podcast. So
yeah.
I know I've talked to her about it, and she's...
That's definitely something we're looking at, getting a new intro.
Just a little bit of something to make you think about us.
Yeah. And last but not least, James, for putting up with us for 100 episodes and always having a home for us. So Matilla Music, or Matilla Multimedia, thank you so much for your support as well.
Yes, and definitely if anyone's looking for some video work or audio services, James is the guy to come talk to.
Absolutely. So thanks to all of our sponsors and everybody that helps keep our show going.
And if you want to include your name into that list, we would love to hear from you and definitely send us an email. Thanks for listening to the Edible Valley Podcast.